appendix. And then the bottom of page 9, I was asked to propose some wording for the air charter and air taxi operators, which I did with Mike's help. So there's some wording there. And along with, on page 10, under the specialized operators, some minimum standards there, which is just you need a place to work out of. And then that should bring us to insurance. Now, I don't know, Todd, if you want to let them discuss these sections before we get into insurance.
What you did under the air charter, air taxi, looks like it's very similar to one of the samples that was on the FAA website.
It could be, I'm not sure.
The only thing it doesn't mention is that operators shall provide a minimum of one FAA certified commercial pilot appropriately rated to conduct air service offered. I know that's implied, but how can we add that to it? It says you got to have an airplane here, it says you got to have a waiting room, you got to have a restroom, but it doesn't specify that you require the pilots to have the proper ratings.
So we would need a 2.6 to do that, Larry?
Just a 2.6. It would just, you know, right off the FAA's, one of their samples. The operator should provide a minimum of one FAA certified commercial pilot. You have to be a commercial to do this. Commercial pilot appropriately rated. Mold engine, this is mold engine, instrument layers, and instrument operation. That all says appropriately rated. To conduct air service offered. Additional personnel as required to attend the office during normal working hours. So I propose we add that one paragraph of 2.6.
Okay. How about if we make that 2.3 because it comes after the airplanes, just for get an airplane pilot.
Either way, it doesn't matter as long as it's in there.
All right. The minimum one FAA certified commercial pilot appropriately rated to
conduct the air service offered.
Okay. Okay.
Anybody have any further comments on that? Do I hear a motion for it?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
So let's, do we need to vote on it?
We got a motion.
We got a motion, so therefore, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all against say nay.
Can I go back to one thing on review and update? I'd like to recommend that this committee have maybe a subcommittee in 1 year just to review and make any recommendations for any changes after just 1 year. So, of course, the county, what you're saying here is the county review it for 3 years.
Right, because this is a county council policy.
But I'm just saying, just wanted to make an agenda item a year from now that maybe suggest you or whoever's in your seat at that time would appoint maybe a subcommittee to just review it, see has there anything come up in this first year that we may need to make a recommendation to county to adjust it. But this is a living, breathing document. Everywhere you read in all these documents about how writing minimum standards, everyone says it needs frequent review to stay fresh. And I've read some of these from other airports that are not fresh. And the airports are in total violation of their own minimum standards because they haven't looked at it in years. So if we could, sir.
Well, I was thinking, do we have that authority anyway when we have an issue, whether it's brought up to Jim's office or whether it's brought up to the public or whether it's brought up to...
Yeah, but Larry's just saying, let's make it on a tickler file that a year from now, that maybe the committee take a look at it and see. It may be a matter of an hour of getting together in a subcommittee forum and just take a look back over it, see what's happened in the last...